You are going to listen to a recording about whether young Irish people are still interested in culture. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 5 with the sentence endings A to H. There are two extra sentence endings you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Welcome, Roberta and Stephen, and thank you so much for agreeing to take part in an interview for our magazine, Cultures of Europe. Since both of you are young adults residing in Ireland, more precisely in Kinsale, a small but charming town in County Cork, I hope you will be able to describe the significance Irish culture still has for teenagers like you. I believe you are both 17, so would you say that there are cultural aspects that are more interesting for young adults than for older age groups?
Well, in general, it must be said that the Irish culture is a very rich one. Many Irish are proud of their roots and heritage, and they are not reluctant to express this opinion. I know hardly anyone who is not involved in an activity connected to art, literature or music. It does not matter if they belong to younger or older generations. There is simply this amazing focus on doing something that goes beyond living your daily life. However, I believe that most people my age are strongly influenced by their familial environment and by how their closest relatives deal with culture and tradition. So I would say that it depends on what teenagers have experienced, what cultural aspects they put most emphasis on.
I believe you have a point there, Roberta. Now, Stephen, what aspect of Irish culture are you most fascinated by?
Well, it's really difficult to choose just one, because there are so many areas I'm interested in. Of course, there's literature, especially since our country's always been home to so many great authors. I just think of Wilder, Yeats, and their works. But if I had to, I would probably go with Irish humour. The Irish have a long history of telling amusing stories, creating clever limericks and making up new jokes. Just the other day, I heard a hilarious one about a witch and a leprechaun. I wish I could think of it now. Well, anyways, over the past few years, a strong comedy scene has been emerging, which celebrates Irish humor in a whole different way. And also makes it easier for our culture to be appreciated all over the world.
I agree. I have always loved the Irish humour. I hope you will remember this joke of yours by the end of the interview.
We'll see.
Whenever I went to Ireland, I never missed the chance to enjoy the atmosphere in a pub and listen to some Irish music. How do you feel about this part of Irish culture, Stephen?
I have to admit there are also other music styles that I enjoy listening to. But there are times, for example, at traditional celebrations, such as weddings or St. Patrick's Day, when I don't mind hearing some Irish musicians play their instruments. Well, I guess you really aren't Irish if you don't like the sound of the harp, are you?
Well, it is a symbol for Ireland, after all. What about you, Roberta? Are you into Irish music at all?
I like it, yes, especially the instruments. I play the fiddle myself, actually. When I grew up, my parents insisted on me taking lessons and I could not avoid learning to play the one or the other traditional tune. I spend less time practicing today, but there is a certain magic to Irish music, which some other music styles are definitely lacking.
Oh, that is definitely true. As a last question, in terms of young adults, do you think that their interest in Ireland's culture is generally decreasing?
Well, there might be some trends which point in this direction, but actually I see a rise in young people taking up hobbies connected to important cultural areas. Thus, I would probably say that the problem is not a big one in Ireland.
I'd have to agree with Roberta. Even older relatives of mine have commented on young people asking increasingly many questions. It almost seems as if the younger generation refuses to lose any cultural treasures from the past.
Thank you, Stephen and Roberta, for answering my questions so patiently. We will send you a copy of the article.
Oh, that's grand. You're welcome. And I'll email you the joke if it ever comes to mind again. What was it?
It was our pleasure.
Yeah.
Welcome, Roberta and Stephen, and thank you so much for agreeing to take part in an interview for our magazine, Cultures of Europe. Since both of you are young adults residing in Ireland, more precisely in Kinsale, a small but charming town in County Cork, I hope you will be able to describe the significance Irish culture still has for teenagers like you. I believe you are both 17, so would you say that there are cultural aspects that are more interesting for young adults than for older age groups?
Well, in general, it must be said that the Irish culture is a very rich one. Many Irish are proud of their roots and heritage, and they are not reluctant to express this opinion. I know hardly anyone who is not involved in an activity connected to art, literature or music. It does not matter if they belong to younger or older generations. There is simply this amazing focus on doing something that goes beyond living your daily life. However, I believe that most people my age are strongly influenced by their familial environment and by how their closest relatives deal with culture and tradition. So I would say that it depends on what teenagers have experienced, what cultural aspects they put most emphasis on.
I believe you have a point there, Roberta. Now, Stephen, what aspect of Irish culture are you most fascinated by?
Well, it's really difficult to choose just one, because there are so many areas I'm interested in. Of course, there's literature, especially since our country has always been home to so many great authors. I just think of Wilder, Yeats and their works. But if I had to, I would probably go with Irish humour. The Irish have a long history of telling amusing stories, creating clever limericks and making up new jokes. Just the other day, I heard a hilarious one about a witch and a leprechaun. I wish I could think of it now. Well, anyways, over the past few years, a strong comedy scene has been emerging, which celebrates Irish humor in a whole different way. And also it makes it easier for our culture to be appreciated all over the world.
I agree. I have always loved the Irish humour. I hope you will remember this joke of yours by the end of the interview.
We'll see.
Whenever I went to Ireland, I never missed the chance to enjoy the atmosphere in a pub and listen to some Irish music. How do you feel about this part of Irish culture, Stephen?
I have to admit there are also other music styles that I enjoy listening to. But there are times, for example, at traditional celebrations, such as weddings or St. Patrick's Day, when I don't mind hearing some Irish musicians play their instruments. Well, I guess you really aren't Irish if you don't like the sound of the harp, are you?
Well, it is a symbol for Ireland, after all. What about you, Roberta? Are you into Irish music at all?
I like it, yes, especially the instruments. I play the fiddle myself, actually. When I grew up, my parents insisted on me taking lessons and I could not avoid learning to play the one or the other traditional tune. I spend less time practicing today, but there is a certain magic to Irish music, which some other music styles are definitely lacking.
Oh, that is definitely true. As a last question, in terms of young adults, do you think that their interest in Ireland's culture is generally decreasing?
Well, there might be some trends which point in this direction, but actually I see a rise in young people taking up hobbies connected to important cultural areas. Thus, I would probably say that the problem is not a big one in Ireland.
I'd have to agree with Roberta. Even older relatives of mine have commented on young people asking increasingly many questions. It almost seems as if the younger generation refuses to lose any cultural treasures from the past.
Thank you, Stephen and Roberta, for answering my questions so patiently. We will send you a copy of the article.
Oh, that's grand. You're welcome. And I'll email you the joke if it ever comes to mind again. What was it?
It was our pleasure.
Yeah.